American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future, and NCS 51. Go and sign up there. We've got a lot of people signing up. It's kind of interesting to watch how this whole thing is matriculating and getting out there. Anyway, so a big busy weekend. And of course, if you caught any of the action Friday night, of course, President Trump spoke to everybody, had a great speech. You're going to be hearing from him. By the way, in the third hour, just to give you a little show prep, we're going to be talking to Ryan Gadusky. There you go. And he's written a book called They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created National Populist Revolution. Shocking. You know, the revolution that we're all in right now? Yeah, that's it. That's it. The coronavirus thing going on and how this whole thing is playing out. And, of course, China. China's got issues. The big dam failure is coming up. I don't know if you ever thought about that. Just a little bit of a problem for those people that observe dams. I don't know who those people might be. Maybe people at Agenda 21 Radio. That's the only thing I can think. What do you think? I think so. Anyway, we have been talking about these dam things. The damnable dams, right? For a long time, but boy, are they presenting themselves with a big, big problem. And certainly out here in California, we've had our damnable problems, haven't we? That is a fact. We've had our damnable problems. And Jeez. You know, the Oroville Dam. By the way, the Oroville Dam, just a little bit of an update on the Oroville Dam. The Oroville Dam situation is still critical, believe it or not, after all the money that they spent. And we got more information that they actually had heard from people that, and this is pretty amazing. They actually heard from people that the dam could be fixed by following Scott Cahill's directions. And they turned them down. And other people told them that were contracted actually with them. Oh. Yeah. And so the Oroville Dam, they spent $2 billion. It's not fixed. In fact, it's worse than it was. It's in a worse situation than it was because it now has incompetent soil and rock underneath it. It's all fractured. It's all saturated with water. And they can't use the spillway. A little bit of a problem. And now we have the Gorges Dam, the three Gorges Dams has popped up, which has become a bigger, bigger problem. Isn't that amazing? the potential of loss of life downstream from the Three Gorges Dam, of course, is the Yangtze River, right? That's a big river. And, of course, they do get their rain in China up there. You know, and the rainy season is just upon them right now. And the flooding season, the high water marks, is not until August and was it July and August, this month and next month. And they are in trouble right now. The dam is backed up, and they've got problems with the dam because it's almost breaking apart, actually. It's a fairly new dam, but they built it wrong. we'll talk a little bit more about that. But it could actually kill off, are you ready for this? This is the number, it's a stunning number, 400 million people. Yeah, but you know, when you got over a billion people in your population, what's just another 400 million, right? Absolutely, it's population control, right? It's population control. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about because we did have a lot of things going on, and we'll carry on some of the news stories that actually happened on Thursday and Friday. We're going to get into those. I wanted to kind of rock and roll with this a little bit because Peggy Hall, she came out with another one of her things about the coronavirus, and I want to play it because I think it's really, really relevant. I don't know how much time do we have on this one, and because it's more relevant today than ever before. What she has to say. Now, she, of course, is the Healthy American. Her website is thehealthyamerican.org, and she, you know, does a lot of health things and stuff like that. And it's kind of an interesting little conversation that I had a conversation with her the other day. She is actually going to be on the show on the 12th, and then on the Sunday call-in, you can ask her questions on the Sunday call-in, and we'll get more information about that. And she's got this video out, YouTube, that's really, I think, excellent. It's kind of long. We'll have to cut to the break in a second, but I want to play this and get this started so you kind of get through this, if we can get it started, right?
Hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org, and I want to share some news with you, some great news about governors that are having their emergency orders be canceled by the court because, as I've been saying, these emergency orders are invalid and unlawful. I'm going to leave that good news for just a moment, and I want to share with you.
Okay, before we leave this, we are under the understanding, and this is how I got it. Now, I have to find out more in paperwork because the paperwork hasn't quite caught up to the media yet. But I was briefed by some friendly people in the Assembly and Senate of California, who I've been talking to. Shocking. I've been talking to these people. Anyway, these people, kind of interesting, were telling me that there was a case that was filed to stop any orders about not opening businesses and so on statewide in California. And that was originally brought by James Gallagher, Assemblyman from the 3rd District. It went into court, and immediately, there was a counterclaim against it by the Secretary of State or the Attorney General, Javier Becerra. Remember, he's implicated in all the stealing and theft of all the different secrets, right? Because his computer, when he was a member of the House, He hired the Awan brothers. See how this all kind of works? And anyway, he hired the Awan brothers, and they started stealing all the secrets. And it just so happened that Javier Becerra's computer that he was using, because he was a member of the house, was one of the drop boxes, basically, for all the data that these guys would hustle around and steal. And then they'd take it and they'd ship it overseas. And, gee, I just can't imagine why Javier Becerra would be engaged in those kind of things. But he's under investigation, just to kind of let you know. So now, he's now the Attorney General because why? Kamala Harris, who was the preceding Attorney General, was elected to be Senator. And so now we have Senator, and it looks like Vice Presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, who's about as corrupt as they come. All we need to ask is her boyfriend, Willie Brown. Oh, I'm sorry, he's married, right? Shocking. I don't know why I digress with all that stuff. But anyway, they file a lawsuit, and they immediately come back. The Attorney General says, well, you filed it against the governor, but you sent it to me. Well, he is the attorney for the Attorney General, is the attorney for, yes, you got it, the governor. And so there's some confusion. The state said, no, you can't bring this. Then they refiled it and said, no, they took it down to the third district. And the third district put a stay on the governor's orders for closure. That was like Thursday. Well, the word didn't get out, but his demands for closing everything over the weekend, because, you know, it's the 4th of July, erupted, right? And people went crazy, especially Newport Beach. They closed everything down. They closed the beaches down. Helicopters were hovering all over the place. And, of course, 25-foot waves at the wedge, by the way. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, that was a big scene. Got to keep the people away from those 25-foot waves. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. 25 feet.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're back, and Peggy Hall is going to speak to us right now, so we get a little bit of what's going on in her world. Here we go.
Horrifying news from the terrorist in charge. You know, if you look up the word terrorist, it is a person who creates terror. Terror is when you are using fear and the threat of fear to control a population. I'll just let you draw your own conclusions. Let's take a look here at what is going on. Give me 1 second, and we are going to look at what is going on in California. So this is a wear a mask public awareness campaign. I do need to have this video come with a vomit warning, all right? You might need to vomit at some point, and I understand. So I just wanted to let you know, if you are a person that has a queasy stomach, this might just set you over the edge. So it is going to launch ahead of the 4th of July weekend in both English and Spanish, because we want both English and Spanish speakers to know the extent of our tyranny and terrorism. It says that the COVID cases are rising. A case is an infection that may not even be an infection. It is a positive test. And the test results are faulty. They are not accurate. They are not approved by the FDA. And if you just test more people, chances are those numbers will rise. It's nothing to be worried about. You know about that. And let's see what else he has to say. Let me get this a little brighter here. He's in darkness, so I need to shed the light here. Well, we all have a responsibility to slow the spread. Wait a minute. Isn't that what you told us 4 months ago, that we were going to stay home for 2 weeks to slow the spread? You have no evidence of that. But let's get right to the heart of the matter. Let's look and see where your money and my money, if you live in California, this is our money. So our hard-earned money that they have stolen from us to pay for these campaigns, this is what we've got going. So there are videos, and I could only watch 1.5 because of that vomit that I told you about, that I wanted to give you a warning in case this makes you vomit. And there's also going to be billboards and social media. So look at this. Here's how to celebrate. Don't celebrate during the 4th of July now. Celebrate during COVID. Don't celebrate the 4th of July. But look at, you can have red, white, and blue. So you can continue to have your freedom trampled upon. And these people are not even having their freedom trampled upon. They are giving it up freely, willingly, eagerly, and in some cases, giddily, because they're so excited that now they're saving lives by wearing a mask and staying home. Oh, yes. Let's take a look here. So I clicked through to one of the videos, and this is where it's very disturbing. Oh. Okay. Really? Really? Now, my heart goes out and my prayers go out to those weak-minded individuals who are lost and who are going to watch that video and that advertisement and believe that people like us who are not wearing a mask are killing your mom and your grandpa and your friends. You know who's killing your mom and your grandpa and your friends? Those nursing homes that are actually prisons that will not allow you to go see your loved one, all right? Aren't they the ones that are killing people? The highest number of deaths have come from nursing homes, which were closed off to the loved ones, which were being run as prisons. I've heard from many individuals stories that are just horrifying. And that is why I do this work. Not so I can celebrate the 4th of July at the beach. And you know what? I will celebrate 4th of July at the beach if I choose to do so. No guidance, no order, no threat of intimidation is going to prevent me from living my freedom and my liberty. I want to show you some more. I know. I gave you the warning in advance. I'm glad you're hanging in there with me. We are going to take a look now at, we looked at the press release. We looked at the video. Now, how about this? Ho, ho, ho. Oh, is this what we're, is this going to be what we're supposed to wear? This one here? Is this it? Why not just cover your whole face? They call it a face covering. Oh, yes. So there's no eyes. These are faceless individuals. There's no nose. There's no expression because this is what they want you to be. A faceless part of the mask, of the masquerade, of the mask hysteria. So forget having any identity. So this is very disturbing to me, very troubling. I do not care for it. This is going to be a billboard. So yes, cover your whole face, have no expressions. And then just in case you want to have more, I will show you the other video that they were making. It's just beyond sickening. Here we go. I'm giving you the vomit warning.
For the sweaty faces and the hidden smiles, the foggy glasses and the sore ears, the determined looks and the muffled laughs, a simple piece of fabric makes a big statement. I care. Let's all do our part to slow the spread. Wear a mask. Learn more at covid19.ca.gov.
Okay, this is what's called rubbing your noses in it. This is what is called, they are actually laughing at you if you're wearing a mask and those who are wearing a mask. It is ridicule, it is derisive, and it is humiliating. And they are doing this on purpose. I want to watch this once more and I'm going to stop. And I know that you know what I'm seeing and how disgusting this is. And the reason I'm even spending time doing this on such a vomitous topic is because people will be seeing these videos and it's good to be ready to have a retort. And I'm sure you have some, and I would love to hear in a comment what you would say when someone brings this up. So please bear with me one more time. We'll get through this. I know it's very troubling, but it is just unbelievable. So what I mean by rubbing your noses in it is they are admitting everything that people have been complaining about. So here we go.
For the sweaty faces.
Okay. Obviously, you are sweating behind the mask because there's no free flow of oxygen. So they are acknowledging that you cannot breathe by wearing this mask.
And the hidden smiles.
Okay, this to me is probably the most offensive because smiling, and when you see someone smile, it raises your endorphins, your serotonin. It makes you feel better. It is a normal gesture of interpersonal communication. And to even say that it's hidden, they are acknowledging how demonic this is. This is so disturbing to me.
The foggy glasses.
Oh, yes. Isn't that funny that now your vision is obscured? Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Well, Mr. Foggy Glasses, too bad for you because you don't matter. Only grandma and grandpa that you're going to kill by breathing matters. Yes, your life doesn't matter. Your smile doesn't matter. Your foggy glasses don't matter. Your sweaty face doesn't matter. Ho, ho, ho. We know we're obscuring your vision because there's no free flow of oxygen. So they're acknowledging it. They're rubbing your faces in it, folks. Are you going to stand for it? You can go here. And of course, they have omitted the comments. I believe, Eric, can you pull? Oh, no comments. So you are going to contact, if you would, the California Department of Health, because this is who's putting it on. California Department of Health, very easy to find. And you can let them know what you think about these advertisements.
And the sore ears.
Oh, well, how do doctors do it? How do the medical people do it? They have sore ears? Oh my goodness. Well, any medical professional will tell you that before this chaos, as I'll call it, they didn't wear masks 8-10 hours a day. They wore it in a sterile setting, in a sterile surgical suite, not to not get a virus. They were working over open wounds. They didn't want bacteria to be going there, not viruses. Come on, you're smarter than that. You are small. It gets even better.
The determined looks.
Oh, the determined looks. I find that menacing. All right. I don't like people that are just staring at me. I don't care what the person's appearance is. I don't care about the color of their skin. I care about the menacing looks. All right. This is very menacing to me. That's why prior to this, you didn't wear a mask. You were not supposed to wear a mask. You would have been prevented from entering a store if you had a mask, certainly from entering a bank. Yeah, I wouldn't call that determined. I would call it disturbing. What would you call it? Please let me know in a comment below.
And the muffled laughs.
Oh, this is just getting worse and worse. Worst and worst, as I say. The muffled laughs. Yes, because they are admitting that wearing a mask makes it more difficult to hear what people are saying and if they are laughing. They are rubbing your nose in it. It's right up in your face. Are you going to stand for this? Do you like this? Are you okay with this? The muffled laughs. Oh, yes. Let's put a mask on a little child so she will be conditioned to being a compliant order follower instead of saying, why? I'm outside with my mom. Why am I wearing a mask? Uh-huh. Are you with me? I know some of you have left to go vomit. I understand. Let's continue.
A simple piece of fabric makes a big statement.
What in the world? Are you kidding me? What is this? I'm just speechless. I have got to have you put in the comment below what you think is going on here.
I care.
Oh, a simple piece of fabric that does nothing. Look at all these places where the, you know, all of the germs could escape, but I care. You know what says I care? A hug, visiting people. That's caring, seeing
Let's
people.
Let's all do our part to slow the spread.
Oh, this gets even better. Not only a mask, but a face shield. Why not just chop off your head and leave it at home? Just chop off your head. Nobody, just leave your face at home. Why don't we do that?
Probably make vomiting easier.
Wear a mask.
What?
Learn more at COVID-19.
I am so sorry to ruin your day this way, friends. You know, these are some of the sacrifices that we make as healthy Americans. And I would love to have you join me at thehealthyamerican.org. Please leave comments below. Would you contact the California Department of Public Health and let them know your feelings about these billboards, the faceless individuals, and also these advertisements and videos, which are so offensive and outlandish and ridiculous. And it is your money and my money. I mean, that's even the worst part of the insult. We're paying for it. Would you let me know in a comment below? I have had to slow the comments because of, for certain reasons, but know that I am reading them and they are being filtered in as fast as I can. So thank you for that. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your comments. And I appreciate you being on board the Healthy American because...
Well, that's... It's Peggy Hall, and she's going to be with us on Thursday to give us a little bit more enlightenment, and hopefully we won't be vomiting when she you never know. I mean, you never know what she might be wanting to talk about. Ripping off her head. It would certainly make it easier to vomit if your head was off your shoulders, right? Right. And this sort of fits the tone of things about the Stanford University professor, Ioannidis, right? We've had him on. We haven't had him on the show. We've listened to him on interviews and stuff and read his stuff. This was early on, after my pronouncement that this whole thing's a hoax to begin with, back in March, the first couple of days. I said, wait a minute here. Let's look at the data. And the data was completely fudged and lying. And, of course, that's what they're doing here. It's kind of interesting. All things data-wise are just not really accurate if it comes from China. Again, that dam situation. This is the biggest dam in the world. It's about ready to go. It's going to be gone. And, You know, if they're going to be letting out all that water, which they should do, they better watch out because the dam itself might go because of the fracturing, I guess you'd say, the fracturing. And, of course, Gavin Newsom lets his own winery be open, right? Then we got into this thing. It's a lie. The CDC is overcounting the number of China coronaviruses. This is what we talked about. Well, we talked about this on the Friday program. Some of you did not get the Friday program, we understand, because we got hacked. Right. But we got it out. We got it out anyway. It's a lie. The CDC is overcounting the number of coronavirus cases. And this is what I've always been saying. So let's get this completely right. On May 21st, the Atlantic reported that the CDC was overcounting the number of cases of individuals with the China coronavirus. This fraudulent activity was uncovered by the far left Atlantic, proving even a dead clock is right twice a day. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is conflating the results of two different types of coronavirus tests, distorting several important metrics and providing the country with an inaccurate picture of the state of the pandemic. We've learned that the CDC is making, at best, a debilitating mistake, combining test results with the diagnosis of current coronavirus infections with test results that measure whether someone has ever had the virus. Now, we talked about this before, but now here it is from the Atlantic. This was the original driving story. The Gateway Pundit put this out there. It says the agency confirmed to the Atlantic on Wednesday that it is mixing the results of viral and antibody tests. This is a great story, by the way. We've got everything detailed about it, viral and antibody, and what that whole thing means. Even though the two tests reveal different information and are used for different reasons. A viral test is used to screen for the person who may be a carrier of the virus, who shows no signs of the virus, or is actually showing signs and symptoms of the virus. Okay? That's a viral test. The antibody test checks your blood by looking for antibodies. These are little proteins, which may tell you if you had a past infection with the virus that causes COVID-19. Antibodies are proteins that help fight off infections and can provide protection against getting the disease again. So if you get tested for the virus, then you are tested for the virus. And it may show symptoms. You may be symptomatic and you may not. You may be asymptomatic. You mean you are a carrier, but it never shows up. This happens all the time in people. Now, if you are tested for the antibody, that's a whole different thing. You're doing blood tests here. And when you get tests with the blood for the antibodies, they're not looking for virus, they're looking for antibodies. Then they count you as being COVID positive if you've got the antibodies for the COVID virus. Get it? They're double stacking the deck. The test for COVID-19 became more available now. That's another thing. So they're getting more of these tests in, and so they're able to double stack it. That's one of the reasons why we have such a big spike going on. Plus, oh, I am so sorry. I'm shocked by this, and you will be shocked also. We were talking, 2 weeks ago now, about all the big spikes in all the COVID cases that are coming across the border from Mexico. That's correct, from Mexico. That's what we have going on right now, and there's a continuation of it. Pastor Timothy Thompson has his own little story here. We're going to be pulling that up right now as soon as I can get to it. I'm scrolling. I'm getting there. But he, of course, had one of the doctors on that spoke quite highly of this situation. We're going to be listening to it like right now. Here we go.
From yesterday's Senate hearing, and over the next few days,
last week they had a Senate hearing. Okay? They had a Senate hearing. And I'm going to break this down for you in the California State Senate, and they're talking about COVID in the Senate. And it's a Zoom type of thing where you have the panel in one room, and, you know, that whole thing is kind of chopped up. It's not the best thing. Also sitting here side by side with Pastor Timothy Thompson is Dr. Jeff Barkey out of Newport Beach. We heard him talk. We're going to be having him on the show, by the way. And What they do is they both reveal the alarming statistics from the Joint Hearing Select Committee on California/Mexico Cooperation and Special Committee on the Pandemic Emergency Response held June 30th. Okay. Now listen to this. It shows you they're just all in on moving people in here. And of course, what is that doing to California and Arizona? Because they're moving them over there too.
I've got a few videos I want to share with you guys tonight, and these are videos that I pulled from yesterday's Senate hearing, and over the next few days, I'm sure I'll be releasing even more videos for you, but just to have some truth and know what's going on, because like I said, the Senate hearing took place yesterday, they're not announcing it. It goes by, and then, oh yeah, well, we already met about that, so let's see what's going on. Let's take a look at the first video, and we'll talk about it.
Our case rate per 100,000 population is at 696 over the last 14 days, almost three times as much as Los Angeles, a county with a population of 10 million. In just a couple of weeks, over 500 patients have been transferred out of Imperial County.
500 patients out of Imperial County coming from Mexico in the last 2 weeks, and this was June 30th this was happening, so that was 6 days ago. This is Janet Angulo, Imperial County Public Health Department.
And to other California hospitals. To be clear, stay-at-home and face covering orders have been and remain in place in Imperial County. At this time, dine-in restaurants, bars, personal care services, and all other higher-risk workplaces remain closed.
Okay, now, here's the problem for Imperial. A new California county, by the way. The problem for Imperial is all these businesses are closing down because they're importing people from Mexicali, where they have a large COVID population. Isn't that convenient? We get a reinfection rate coming in, and the reinfection rate is the double counting of people who have already had the disease, plus anybody else who might be in contact with them, and also the imports now. No wonder there's a spike, because they're lying about everything. They're making it up so it fits their narrative. Isn't that what they're doing? Now, this is Janet Angulo. She's the Imperial County Public Health Department, and she's speaking before this Senate hearing.
The logical question is, what is causing the surge of cases and hospitalizations in our
county? Listen to her answer.
County. Without a doubt, Imperial County is a highly mobile population. Even with international crossing restrictions, over 20,000 people are still crossing the international border from Mexicali into Calexico on a daily basis for work, healthcare, and other business.
Oops.
There you have it, right?
20,000.
There. I mean, we got a couple more videos to go through, but let's just highlight a couple things. Number one, just in the last couple of weeks, 500 patients flown out of there into other places, namely Riverside County. So there's that. We take a look at the fact that they said that the citizens that are living in Imperial County, they have to wear the face mask. They have to be sheltered in place. Mm-hmm. They have to shut their businesses down. They have to, ruin their livelihood. And yet the border there is open. She says 20,000. I'm going to hear somebody else in a moment that gives you the figure of 25,000. But this is 20 to 25,000 people per day coming in and out of our border. And this is them saying, this is why we're seeing the spike, because there's people down in Mexico that are coming in here, they're sick, and they're bringing it here, and we're seeing a huge spike.
You got to remember that this hospitalization business has always been a big problem for California, because once they're in, they're in. We have a lot of women who come across the border when they're going into labor pains, and they just show up, and they give birth to the babies here, and the babies are American citizens. Get it? That has been going on for years. It hasn't been shut down. This is just a different gimmick. It's the COVID virus.
So we're shutting down American citizens' businesses and livelihoods, but we're just opening that up.
I've talked to a lot of people about this, and here's the humanitarian part of me. And of course, we want to help as many people as we can, and I feel bad for folks that are living in Mexico where they don't have good health care, and to the extent that we can help them, I'm all open to that. But we need to tell the truth first. I'm going to be on Dennis Prager tomorrow morning at 9:30. Yeah. I'm super excited and really nervous. And Dennis always says, and maybe you've heard him, first tell the truth, then give your opinion. We're not telling the truth. I'm not opposed to helping people if we have capacity, but tell the truth about it first. And to the extent that we're bringing people into this country and it's harming us, let's tell the truth about that as well. We need to take care of our own citizens first. It's sort of like when you fly on an airplane and the flight attendant is teaching about the oxygen mask. You've heard this before. First, put your own oxygen mask on so you're in a position to help whoever you're flying with. Same thing. First, let's make America as strong and healthy as we can. We'll be in a better position to help the rest of the world, not the other way around. We're seeing that. I practice in South Orange County in Newport Beach. Hogue Hospital is our hospital. And the same thing is happening there. Because we've done such a great job and we have capacity at Hogue, we're seeing people brought in from outside of Orange County, and then they're counted as Orange County cases. And I don't think that's right. First, tell the truth.
Well, let's take a look at one more video. I just got a couple more, but let's take a look at the next one.
Listen to these numbers. Susan Finelli, with, California Department of Health.
Across border crossings from Mexico, even though that they are, have limited to citizens and legal residents, this has impacted disease transmission and hospitalizations in both Imperial and San Diego counties. However, the limited resources that Jeanette just spoke about in Imperial County make that a bigger challenge for both the public health aspects of this as well as the health care delivery and infrastructure. I don't want to repeat what Jeanette has said, but with a population of 181,000 and a million people in Mexicali, we have about 25,000 traveling across the border every day. That has, really working in their essential workforce has put big strain on Imperial County. On the flip side, we have San Diego County with a population of 3.2 million, daily border crossings of 75 to 80,000. They have a robust EPI team monitoring data to produce.
So the real number, if you count Imperial and you count San Diego, is over 100,000 coming across the border, back and forth and back and forth. Because, you know, there are jobs on both sides of the border. We have Americans who go into Mexico to work, and we have Mexicans who come up into America to work. Okay, that's the back and forth of being an international border. We get that. Now, the illegal foreign nationals coming across, that whole caravanning business is stopped. But we have a new form of caravanning, those that can come across the border that are sick to get health and welfare from our own hospitals, thus exploding our count. And, of course, we Americans have to pay the price, right? It's all about American citizens. Forget about skin color. All lives matter in this case. All American citizens' lives, because they're being expected to bear the brunt of this. These COVID people don't necessarily have to have masks. If they're carrying COVID, they should have a mask, by the way.
This weekly report showing impact in the zip codes along the border, much higher per capita rates than any other part in what they call the South Bay, consistently 60 to 70% of hospital admissions are those that traveled to Mexico or were connected to a family member who traveled to Mexico.
So you didn't hear that on the news at all, did
you? No, you don't hear that.
No.
But we're told going to restaurants, and I don't know any restaurant that I've been to where you're not socially distanced and they all require masks, we're told that's the problem, not that. That going to restaurants are the problem, but thousands of people rioting, that's not the reason why we're seeing COVID-19.
Wait a minute, doctor. The news is now reporting we made a mistake. COVID virus, yes, has been a problem from rioting all along. See, we've been using that story. The truth is that they didn't really care about the rioting thing, did they? Oh, but now they realize it was a mistake. We should have been warning about that all along. That's their story today. Hey, my dog ate the homework, Mr. Preston.
We've entered crazy town, seriously.
Right. Yes. Right. It is. You know, and here's the thing is, I'm looking at what's going on. We want to know the truth, and I think we're hearing the truth. I don't think that this is a lie. I think this is the true statistics that they're giving it. And they, you know, and that way they can say, hey, we gave this the true statistics, but nobody's going to report on it. You know, 100,000 people per day crossing our border, and there's huge spikes down there. We know that in one day in Mexicali, one day had double the amount of COVID-related deaths in one day than the entire state of California.
Yeah.
So if it's that bad of a problem, and we have to shut down our businesses, we have to shut down our livelihood, we have to shut down our churches, we have to shut down our schools, we got to shut down everything here, then shut the border down. Like we were told it's shut down.
Yep. Shut the border down. That's really what we're going to have to do, is shut the border down. And that's really what it comes down to. So are we going to shut the border down is a bigger question, huh? I guess you would have to say, maybe. Maybe so. Maybe not. Here we go. This is what Eric Garcetti, L.A. mayor, is saying. This came out on the 3rd. L.A. mayor admits Black Lives Matter protests spread COVID virus. See, this is the foil. I mean, they gotta have this. They gotta take care of this one in the narrative part. This is really negative against the protesters, right? Because everybody was saying on the Democrat side, man, they weren't saying anything about the COVID virus being spread by the protesters. They didn't have their mask on. There was no social distancing. But all of a sudden now, Garcetti said, oh, that's wrong. During a Wednesday afternoon press briefing, Garcetti told reporters that the thousands of BLM protesters that flooded LA streets in June were in fact partly responsible for further spreading the virus. Some of the spread did come from our protests, Garcetti confessed. He confessed, please lay down, prostrate yourself. Ha, get on a knee. And he did, by the way, to these guys. Don't you just love that one? Yeah, that's Gil Garcetti coming up with that little comment. So, yeah. Now, what about these restaurants? And what about the pushback? Well, kind of interesting what happened. A lot of people throughout the state, including myself and hundreds of others around us in the New California State Movement, during protesting and stuff like that, a lot of protests, a lot of demonstrations, successful demonstrations and protests over the course of the weekend, by the way. A lot of pushback, a lot of people taking off the mask. It was really interesting to see how that whole thing worked out. But a lot of people were taking off the mask and saying, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. And there was a lot of stuff that happened in some of the cities. And we're going to get into this in the 3rd hour, actually. We're running out of time right now, but we're going to get into the 3rd hour. And we're going to come back to the New California State Movement after we hear from our guest, Ryan Gerdusky. Gerdusky, I got to remember that. They're Not Listening is the title of the book. And it's how the elites have created the National Populist Revolution. Ought to be interesting to see what he has to say about that. So we're going to be talking to him, and a national figure. He's in New York. New York. What? How the New York? The New York is going, like the new Illinois. Illinois is interesting. Interesting place. Anyway, we got to run for time right now and come back. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today.
Protect your conversations today with the deaf system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay. To give you a little bit better thing, this is from Elizabeth, about this, apparently, this is what we're hearing, about the count, okay, about the count. They also count the people you identify that you were in contact with until you are tested and test negative. So in other words, they're going to ask you when you get in there, you test positive, who'd you come in contact with? And you name off 10 people. They become part of the count. Another 10. So you're factored in 10. Maybe it's 20 people. Maybe it's 100. I've come in contact with hundreds of people. If I test positive today, and I will because I have the antibodies, I know I had the disease. Personally, I did. You guys might not remember. I was so sick during January. I was sicker than a dog. Well, I wouldn't say a dog, but I was sick. Maybe a puppy. Anyway, I was sick. And now I have the antibodies against it. So I would test positive just because I have the antibodies. But I'm not going to get it again. And it doesn't, by the way, relapse like this. That is a characteristic. People get cured from it. They heal from it naturally. And they don't get it again. It's not unusual. And, of course, this is now not the flu season by getting it, by the way. It's just unusual to have this. It's not normal. It is not normal, but they have it anyway. But this is the kicker. They know with tracker, now forced onto your phones. Some of you may remember that your phones went dead suddenly. Well, that's because they put the health app on you, and it put the tracker on it. So you've got a tracker on your phone. This is now forced onto our phones. They can see who people are in contact with. Shocking. Just make a phone call and maybe those people that you're making phone calls to daily have it. You never know. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.